Revelation 5:12. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What's the most crucial thing in your life? Next athletic competition? Returning love from your crush? Wealthy career? Are they the most crucial? What about Marathon, Waterloo, Gettysburg? They changed the course of human events, but they are not history's most crucial event. Finding a cure for cancer, negotiating peace, even those are not life's most crucial event. This chapter of Revelation has a really dramatic reveal about what is the most crucial event. The Lord is sitting on a throne holding a scroll that tells all the things that must take place for mankind. But it's sealed with seven seals. Everyone in the court is tensely waiting to see if the scroll can be opened. And though a universal search is made, John weeps much. And everyone is grieved because the announcement is made, no one. Not in heaven, not on earth, not under the earth can open the scroll or look into it. But then the trumpets of heaven fanfare announcing one has prevailed to open the scroll. And who is it that enters? The Lamb that was slain. Having seven eyes to see God's plan to perfection, seven horns of almighty power to carry it to completion. You know, as eternal God, Jesus had the same sight and power, and yet could not open that scroll. It's only in becoming the Lamb that was slain with those rich wounds yet visible above of his atoning sacrifice that he is able to carry out this most crucial event. It's only by becoming a man that Jesus could be the substitute for you and I, you and me. It's only as God that he could effectively pay the price for you, me, and everyone who will ever live for the guilt of all of our sins. It's the Lamb being slain that is the most crucial event. Only that could give us eternal righteousness, peace, and joy. So that title, The Most Crucial Event, belongs to what happened almost 2,000 years ago on a hill shaped like a skull, without any clash of armies, without athletic contest or expenditure of wealth. Here, time and eternity converged to determine the destiny of mankind, Jesus making the crucial payment for the sin of the world with his own holy blood. So indeed, that is the crucial focus for Lent, but not just Lent, for life. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Behold what Jesus has done for me, not merely suffering the physical agony, but accepting the curse of his own father on my sin. His substitution won the heart of that thief. Shall not this crucial event then also grip our hearts? This chapter makes it really clear that our life is either lived giving Jesus that doxology, or it's lost, regretting it. Yes, the cross of Christ is the most crucial event of all history. Here, eternities meet. The streams of ancient history converge here, and here the river of modern history rises to go forth. The eyes of patriarchs and prophets strained to look forward to Calvary, and the eyes of all believers, every race, gender, age, and status, look back upon it. All human events march toward Calvary and focus our gaze on this one who was lifted up there to bear the whole mass of seething sin. And there, the cross turns our gaze upward to the one who was lifted up to draw us to himself. So the cross of Christ is the place where God and man meet. For here it is that God in Christ reconciled the world to himself. For he made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a privilege we have to live life now and eternally in and by the glory of his cross. The world shrugs it off as just the suppression of an eccentric rabbi. However, a much higher assessment had already been made on that magnificent mountain by the Lord Jesus and his heavenly visitors, the glorified Moses and Elijah. Their conversation centered on the path that Jesus had to take, the work he had to fulfill, that we might share that glory with him. And the Father from heaven declared the one thing that is crucial for all people: "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And that higher assessment is confirmed by all these voices in our text. They are in heaven singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." Never in all history were the stakes so crucial, nor the results so far-reaching. Redeemed by his blood, you have the privilege of joining that refrain. So, will you allow the worldly things to become more crucial than this? Or will you live your life daily singing that refrain, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain"? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 344.